As mentioned earlier, we have a special guest joining us here on the Redbone Show this morning. We want to welcome Dr. Chris Cochran from Ozarks Healthcare. Dr. Cochran, welcome back to the Redbone Show.
It's been a good year already. I've been on the Redbone Show three times, and it's just now March.
We're averaging once a month.
Hey, I'm honored to be here, obviously. I don't know if the hospital is so proud that I've become the mouthpiece for them, but here we are.
All right, so what we want to talk about today, Dr. Cochran, is something very important, and that is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, which is going on throughout the month of March. And this is something that I think, because it's not really a pleasant topic to talk about, I think it's something that a lot of guys ignore.
That's absolutely true. And the year 2020 has been overshadowed by COVID, obviously, and we've forgotten about a lot of the things that are deadly killers. Heart disease and cancer still kill more people than COVID, even though COVID obviously is a very serious issue. The unfortunate part about 2020 was that a lot of people ignored their symptoms of heart disease and cancer and ignored their need for screening. Colon Cancer Awareness Month slips up on me because every day in my office is Colon Cancer Awareness Day. Because it's on the forefront of our practice at Ozarks Healthcare Internal Medicine, but most assuredly, since colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in America, it's a very important issue to address.
Why do we ignore colon cancer or getting the screenings or doing the colonoscopies?
One of the problems with colon cancer is that it is so insidious and it sneaks up on you. I commonly hear when I'm lobbying a patient to consider colon cancer screening that they feel fine, not having any symptoms, I'm not seeing any blood in my stool, I'm going to the bathroom every morning after my cup of coffee, and everything looks great. Well, the issue with colon cancer is that we are fortunate in that it is always preceded by a non-cancerous lesion, and those are called polyps. Every single colon cancer was once a polyp as they devolve into a cancerous mass, but not every single polyp turns into cancer, but we know that if we find those precancerous polyps and remove them, then we have eliminated the chance that that patient will have colon cancer.
So it is rare, it's pretty easy to detect early then?
Absolutely. As unsavory as it might be to consider a colonoscopy, that is still the best way of discovering those early precancerous lesions and removing them. There are some ongoing myths about colonoscopies, and every provider that provides colonoscopies, myself included, do them a little differently. But by and large, the standard of care at this point for a colonoscopy is to be completely unaware of the procedure while it's happening. And some doctors, like myself even, don't use a large volume preparation where I don't make you drink a whole gallon of medicine to get ready for that procedure, which is, when you're all sitting around the church supper and talking about this sort of thing, those myths get thrown out there and they scare people away. And so to get out there that the procedure is easy, it doesn't happen very often. If your average risk for colon cancer, you only have to do it every 10 years after the age of 50. Those recommendations may change down the road as colon cancer numbers start to migrate to younger people. Mm-hmm. But right now, we typically start an average risk people at age 50 and screen every 10 years as long as we don't find anything.
So if you can, what are the risk factors? I mean, how do you know if you're at a high risk for colon cancer?
Well, there are some fairly obscure high-risk situations where people have a genetic situation where they make extremely high numbers of polyps. Probably the biggest risk factor is family history. Okay. A previous colon cancer diagnosis is a significant risk factor. We think that people that eat a lot of highly processed foods, especially meat products like hot dogs, might have a higher risk. People that eat a lot of barbecue or smoked foods might have a higher risk. I know. The way that you're going to counteract that, Mike, is you're going to eat lots of high fiber foods. So you're going to eat sauerkraut on your hot dog, and then you're going to make sure you get screened for colon cancer starting at age 50.
Wow. So, and he's referring to the fact that my jaws just dropped. When you said people eat a lot of barbecue and a lot of smoke, because you know, I smoke or barbecue just about every day.
Well, I understand. I'm right there with you. I a day without meat is like a day without sunshine at my house. So, but you can certainly reduce your risk of colon cancer by increasing your fiber. I was talking to my wife this morning. I'm amazed at the people that eat so few vegetables, but if you eat lots of fruits and vegetables with your barbecued ribs, then that will help to counteract the risk of colon cancer.
Yeah, I like to eat a nice salad.
Absolutely.
With barbecue every time.
Absolutely.
Every time. All right, so what are some of the symptoms that people might want to be aware of?
Well, obviously, we'd like for you to come see us before we have any symptoms, but some of the symptoms that I've seen in my practice are people that have had blood in their stool. Anytime any person has any blood in their stool at any age, they need to be evaluated. I have found colon cancer in people as young as 25 years old. That's exceedingly rare, but every single person that has any blood in their stool, that needs to be addressed. When we do routine lab work, I don't know how many times I have led down the road of finding colon cancer in routine lab work where we found someone to be anemic, although that's not a symptom, that's definitely a sign. But people come in tired when they're anemic, and that might be increased fatigue might be a sign of that. You know, people often put change in bowel habit where they become constipated or they stop being able to go to the bathroom. They put that as one of their worrying things, but I'll tell you that's actually lower on the list for me. I by the time someone has a colon cancer to the point that it's blocking up the bowel, it's usually something else that's manifest before that.
Once you have a test and you have the polyps, they're easy to remove.
Absolutely. We do those right then in the same procedure almost all the time. Probably 95 out of 100 times when we find a polyp, we remove it right then, not in a separate procedure. We typically will, during the procedure, take a little wire loop around that and cut that off with a little bit of electric cautery to reduce the amount of bleeding. We're even able to put little staple-looking clips on there if there's an artery that we need to clip off and make sure that that doesn't bleed. But we do that right then while the patient is asleep and not in a separate procedure.
All right, so if you are found to have colon cancer, easily treated? What are the survival rates? Those kind of things.
The survival rate is rising through the efforts of people a lot smarter than me, but the stage of the colon cancer is key to how easy it is to cure. If the colon cancer is restricted to the area in the colon that we find it, the cure is surgery every time. If the cancer, unfortunately, has gone on and invaded into the deeper walls of the colon and even to the lymph nodes or to the liver, typically likes to spread to the liver, then the treatment is going to be medical first and then surgery later if warranted. Some cancers that are very, very low in the bowel, there's not really a distinction between colon and rectal cancer except for geography. Mm-hmm. Rectal cancer is typically treated, since it's so low down in the pelvis and the surgical approach is so difficult, rectal cancer is typically treated with medicine, chemotherapy first to shrink it as small as it can be. I will tell you that the chemotherapy has come so far for colon cancer that I've had more than one patient that I've found rectal cancer in. We sent them to Dr. Morgan. He gave them the appropriate therapies. We went back in to see where the rectal cancer was so we could go ahead and remove it, and they're gone. The chemotherapy is so effective these days. Now, that's not everyone, obviously, and we want to find that as early as possible and remove it with surgery.
So if people have questions, there are resources available, reading materials, or do they just need to go see their doctor or you'll come to your internal medicine clinic?
As a summary of the screening, just routine screening for colon cancer, in the average risk person, and that means somebody without a family history or a personal history of polyps or colon cancer, then we typically start those people at age 50 and screen them every 10 years with a screening colonoscopy. There are other modalities. I'm biased, perhaps because I do colonoscopies, but there are other modalities for screening, such as the Cologuard test and some other different ways. But still, in by and large, the gold standard for it is colonoscopy every 10 years starting at age 50. Now, if you happen to have a family history, and that's a first-degree relative, mom, dad, brother, sisters, or kids, even your kids, I've had some patients that have had kids with colon cancer, those patients typically start screening a little earlier, and that will depend on exactly what age they are and who they are. So, yes, most assuredly, talk to your provider about colon cancer screening. And obviously, if you don't have a provider and you want to call, you're welcome to call my office at 257-5989 and we'll get you right in and talk about the procedure. Make sure you're safe for the procedure. And then, you know, at this point, we're still COVID testing prior to the procedure. Hopefully that'll change soon. But we usually get people in within the week or so after we see them in the office.
Wow, that's fantastic. All right, so folks, it is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. I can't think of a better time. You know, we talk about weather preparedness month, and we all get prepared for the eventual severe weather. So Colon Cancer Month going on now. Not a better time than to go get those tests, get the colonoscopy.
Hey, we're there all the time. We've got some catching up to do. We've got a lot of folks that have been neglecting themselves out of reasonable fear of this last year, and we're ready to provide the services that everyone needs to be safe.
Dr. Chris Cochran from Ozarks Health there. Dr. Cochran, you're welcome anytime. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, and Dr. Chris Cochran, Ozarks Healthcare.